Today is the last day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Tonight is the second days, Shvi'i Shel Pesach. In the Chutz La'aretz, Achrit Shel Pesach, the seventh and eighth day of Pesach. On the seventh day of Pesach was the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, the day when the Jews crossed the Yamsuf and the Mitzrayim were subsequently drowned. About Kriyas Yamsuf, the Pasuk says, after Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayasem Moshe Sa'am, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to force the Jews to go away from the sea, to go further into the desert. Chazal explained that it was tremendous booty, biza, that the Jews got from Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mitzrayim, when they ran after them from Mitzrayim. They took with them tremendous treasures. And the treasures that the Jews got after Kriyas Yamsuf were greater even than the treasures they took with them when they left Mitzrayim. So much so that Moshe Rabbeinu had to force them to go away from the treasures, to stop gathering it, and to move on. What's the special limud? Why is that so significant? Additionally, we find Chazal tell us that Chazal say, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Hayom ra'a v'yonos, the sea saw and man. Ma ra, what did the sea see? A roina shel Yosef ra'an, the aron, the casket of Yosef that had to carry the bones, the atzmas Yosef, and Moshe Rabbeinu brought out of Mitzrayim, the sea saw that and split. What's shot in this medrash? What could be an explanation? Additionally, Gemara says, in Chagiga, the Gemara says, "Kasha zivugan shel adam k'kris yamsuf," that making pairing of people for marriage is difficult, like kris yamsuf. What's the connection? Even though the Gemara is referring to a second marriage, but it's connected to the concept of marriage. What's the connection between marriage and kris yamsuf? I once heard of art many years ago from Rabbi Marcus Zichron Levracha. He was the Rav in the Lakewood meaning of Flatbush, which I'd like to use to as a basis to discuss or answer these questions. Additionally, I forgot to mention, one last point is we find that Shvi'i Shel Pesach and Achrit Shel Pesach, we see, are connected with Mashiach and Mashiach coming. What's this? What's a possible connection for us to discuss in relation to what was the rest of the points? So he asked the question, how can we find in the Torah that the Avos, even Eliezer, when he went to look for Shidduch for Yitzchak and Yaakov, when he went to look for Shidduch, they looked for Shidduchim by Be'eris, by wells. And he says that the Pasuk says in Kehelas, Kol ha'nahores holchim al hayom, v'hayom inenu malei. All the rivers flow to the sea, and the sea is never full. He says the sea is something which represents taiva, desire. It's constantly taking and it's never full. As opposed to a be'er, which is a well, it's called a be'er mayim chayim, well, which is living water, it's fed by a spring. People are constantly taking from it, and yet it always remains full. So he said, that's why shidduchim surrounded be'eris, wells, because people, when they go into a marriage, need to understand that it's not about the taking, it's about the giving. You give one to another, that creates a happy marriage, a healthy marriage, and people realize that when they're giving, they're not losing. Giving is actually, in a way, taking. That's a different thing than the river. A river is just constantly taking. If you're going to go into a relationship thinking that it's just about taking, that's not a relationship that can survive. And therefore, the right place to look for a shidduch is Be'eris. That's the vart of Rabbi Marcus. I had wanted to connect to that, first of all, so we could, the Chazal, Kasha Zivugam Shaladim Kriyas Yamsuf, to see a connection. But in the splitting of the sea represents taiva. So getting married also is about the splitting of the sea. You have to break the nature of the sea to make a marriage work. And that could be maybe a pshat in the Chazal, Kasha Zivugan Shel Adam Kriyas Yamsuf. But additionally, I want to offer that as a possible explanation of the Medrash, Ma Ra, what of the sea? The sea saw the Atzmes Yosef, the bones of Yosef. The essence of Yosef, Yosef, who Chazal we know from the Psukim, how he abstained from doing Averis with Eshes Potiphera, And Chazal referred to Yosef as pitpeit b'yitzray. He made fun of his yetzer, he made fun of his desire, meaning he overcame his desire such strong, difficult ways. He was still able to overcome it. So Yosef is someone, when he comes, when his bones, when his etzem comes to the sea feels it must split. Because the sea, which represents taiva, and taking and giving into your desire, sees Yosef, who is just the opposite, so there the sea had to split. So now, we offered an explanation of perhaps a connection between Kriyas Yamsuf and marriage, and also perhaps an explanation of why the sea split when it saw the Arayna Shel Yosef. What also could be, what's Pshat also, though, in the we asked, why was it such great Bizas Hayam? Why was the Biza, the booty, the treasure which the Yidden got after the Kriyas Yamsuf was greater than of Kriyas, even when they left Mitzrayim? But it was such a great treasure. Why did they receive such great Biza from the sea? And also, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to force them to go away? Why was that so significant? But in light of what we're saying, we can understand if a person approaches things as a taker, so one is never full. Kol haharos holcham al yam, like the pasuk says in Kehelet. The sea is constantly taking, it's never full. But if a person understands, if a person goes through a Kriyas Yamsuf, if a person breaks the nature of the sea, if a person recognizes that life is not about taking, life is about giving, and more than that, life is about being happy with what you have. I'm not saying a person has to not have desire, but a person has to have desire which is controlled, and recognize, I have something, and I should be happy with what I have. I don't need to constantly take more and more and more and more. But that's the lesson of Bizas Hayam, that if a person breaks his taiva, he's going to come to great treasures, greatest of treasures. In fact, Gemara says regarding taiva, Ever katan yesh ba'adam, if there's a ever small limited person, marivai, if a person's masbiyak, so if he fills it up, marivai, he makes it hungry, he still wants more and more. The person that's marivai, starves it, masbiyai, becomes full. That Gemara is talking about taiva. If a person interacts with taiva in such a way that he doesn't give into every taiva that he has, he doesn't need to take more and more and more, he'll be satisfied with what he has, then he'll be full, then he'll be satisfied. But if a person constantly wants more and more, they'll never be satisfied. And that is the lesson of the Bizas Hayam, that if we're able to break our taiva, we'll have so much more, we'll be so much happier. But that could also be why Moshe Rabbeinu, it was important to retire to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu forced us to stop taking. Because we have to understand, even when there is more to take, even when there's more treasure to have, in order for us to really be satisfied, we have to stop. We can't constantly take more and more and desire more and more. So we asked again, what's the connection between Kriyas Yamsuf and marriage? So we said, okay, marriage is about giving, not about taking. And we said, that's perhaps why the sea split when it saw that Reina Shel Yosef, the one who understood, he broke taiva, he broke desire, controlled his desire. And that could also be why the Bizas Hayam was so great, just because if one can control their desire and not give into it constantly, they'll find great treasures because they'll be so happy with what they have and they'll see what they have is good. And that could also be why Moshe Rabbeinu, it's important why Moshe Rabbeinu had to, it was important to tell us that he forced the Jews to stop taking more, is because in order to really be happy with what you have, it can't be that you're constantly taking, taking, and taking. You have to be able to say, I'm happy with what I have. And that's the lesson, one lesson perhaps in that. And this could also be a connection between the second day's Shvi Shel Pesach and Achor Shel Pesach and the Yemos HaMashiach. Because the Yemos HaMashiach is referred to many times in Chazal as a relationship of Chas and Kala, like we find, we say in Lechadaydi, that we're talking about a time when all of our enemies will be, Hashem will protect us from all our enemies, they'll be subjugated, and we'll be kimsois chasam al kala, like a chasam al kala being happy, because the Yemos HaMashiach is a time when we're going to be full, we're going to be happy, we're not going to be seeking more and more, we're going to be in control of our desire. That's a time, just like a chasam kala, when they're successful, is because their desire is not to take, the desire is to give. They don't feel like they're lacking. And they realize, and they're happy with what they have. And Yemos HaMashiach is a time when we're going to see we're going to be full, we're going to be happy, we're going to be lacking nothing, we're going to be seeking nothing. What we're going to be seeking is just a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, with all else, we'll be happy and full, which is the epitome of Kriyas Yam Suf, which is the breaking of Taiva, which is desiring more and more. We'll be just the opposite. We'll be happy, but not just the opposite. And just like that, we also, the times of Mashiach, we'll be happy with what we have. And not only that, we say in the Haftarah, which we read in Achad Shal Pesach, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Oyducha Hashem, we're going to give thanks to Hashem, Kenafta, because you're angry with us. And we're going to realize that even the sad and difficult times that we had during all the years of Galus, which will hopefully very soon come to an end, even that was good. So not only are we going to be happy with what we have, we're going to realize even the things that we thought were bad for us, even they too were good. It's going to be such a situation of such simcha and of with what we have, that everything in the past, even the things that were no good, we'll realize that they too were good. And Hashem should grant us, all of us, that we should be able to be happy with what we have. We should be besimcha what we have. We should have good marriages. We should have good relationships. And we should be besimcha with ourselves, besimcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem should grant us very soon to come to the times of Mashiach, when all of us will clearly see how wonderful our connection with Hashem is, and how good He is to us. And we should have a wonderful Yontif, and we should always be happy with what we have.